This is the Chief and Sean Show, and we are live in the 405.
We're not live, but we are back.
We're live.
No, we're not. We are back.
And we're live.
Weekly, not live.
We're sort of live.
Okay, to everyone listening, or, well...
The people who are listening.
The few that listen, here's the deal. Speed Society is going to be hosting all of these podcasts. You're going to be seeing a ton from these guys. How big are they, Sean?
It's the biggest automotive website in the world, and, I mean, they got a lot of cool shit.
Yeah, we're stoked to be working with guys like that, for sure. Anytime we can align ourselves with other huge automotive people, this is perfect. So,
also, stop listening now and go and like it and comment on it, and the sooner you do that, hopefully, the more podcast episodes you'll hear.
The Crow 405, Murder Nova, Midwest Street Cars, like it, comment on us, tell us who you are, tell us why you listen to it. Keep this going, please. There are people that don't want this to keep going.
There's people right now trying to put an end to this. They don't want us on the air.
And we got guys like Speed Society that want to help us keep it going. So
welcoming us.
Let's do it. Rock and roll. Help everybody out.
And while you're there, check it out. Their website's awesome.
Welcome back. We are here. We made it. It's not Tuesday. It's Wednesday.
It's almost Tuesday.
We had a long week in Memphis.
I don't know what day it is. What month is it?
Yeah. We had a long week in Memphis, and we took a little bit longer getting home and getting situated. But now we're here. We're doing it.
So anyways.
Yeah, we're in
it. Here it is.
We're in it. Just got back from the Outlaw Streetcar reunion in Tennessee, where the Murder Nova and the Crow Mod were both on the radial tires again. And we did really well.
I'm pretty happy.
The Nova ended up going 428.
428, yeah.
178-ish.
178.
Yeah, 428, and that's what? Jesus, 3,300 pounds or something?
It was 3,320.
Yeah, 3,320. So, and in your class, there was only, what, one or two guys that had been that fast, right?
Barry Mitchell.
No, Barry, well,
he'd been
25.
Yeah.
25.
And there was like three or four other people in the 20s. I actually qualified fifth.
Yep. And you pedaled it on the 28 pass.
I did.
There's still some left in that car. We don't understand why.
I still feel like it'll run teens.
The car shouldn't be that fast. No. But it is.
Well, it shouldn't have been that fast on the 28 pass. It wasn't even really turned up. I didn't think it was turned up. It shouldn't have went that fast, and I pedaled it.
No, so, I know. I remember being in the I was, you know, busy on my car all week, so you were tuning this one on your own. And for those of you that think that we have super people come and tune our cars, or that we have like a whole fleet of people that tune our cars. Like, no, it's just me.
All the hands in on those cars. They should be going.
Oh, yeah.
I read all kinds of stuff on Yellow Bullet the last couple of days.
Yeah, they all say, well, they got a lot of good help behind them. And I'm looking behind me and I'm going, we don't really have anybody behind us.
They got suspension guys. They got tuners. We don't have, us.
We don't have any of that. So we have some good parts. You know what I mean? We got some decent parts here and there.
We got the best parts we could afford.
Yeah. And, you know, by the industry standard, we don't really have the parts that they want us to have, you know, and everybody, you know, we don't have the right shock supposedly for the radial deal, you know, and we don't, you know, there's a lot of stuff that we may not have.
But I still have a 210 first gear.
Yeah, so do I. But, yeah. But I believe that we have the best shocks and the best, you know, parts for what we're doing. So, and it works out. So we go out there part-time guys and go on the radio and do semi well. I think that's cool. You know, I qualified fourth or fifth in Radio Versus the World, the fastest drag radio class there is.
Yeah.
And I ended up going a 403 with a three, with a one.
403 with three.
My first 403 was with a nine. My second 403 was lower, like a one. Yeah. It was almost a 402. And then it was at like 186.7 or 186.8, so almost 187 mile an hour. And the eighth mile, that's cooking for my little motor. Right,
so the motor's obviously happy. I mean, that's pretty good mile an hour out of that little punk motor.
We didn't actually have to put bearings in it all week. We did take it apart to look at the bearings. McDougal, being the bearer of bad news, when I got back from the wheelie pass, it spun the tires the first hit of the week. And I got back in it like an idiot. I probably shouldn't have.
Huh.
It went out there, it pulled the front wheels off the ground, and when it did, it wicked up pretty hard, and it bent the axles and it hit the rev limiter. So whenever you hit the rev limiter at 9200 in that Pontiac 455, it's not supposed to go above 6500 probably.
Yeah.
It rattles some things loose. So I think there was still some trash or some metal somewhere in the motor that we hadn't quite got out. And when I did that, it rattled it pretty good, put some metal in the oil filter. So we took the motor apart that night. We made one more hit on it that day. And when I think it went towards the center, pedaled it, went a 26 or something.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, what we needed to learn about if the motor was okay. We ended up, it didn't make any more metal that pass, but we ended up taking it apart that night, stayed up all night long again.
Yeah.
And poor McDougal, he's race car. You know,
he's ride or
so
die, man.
I take the family to the hotel, and I go back up to the track because, you know, the goal here is, last time we did this in Georgia, it was nothing but a giant party in the pits. And it was a pain in the ass to work on the motor because there's 50 people drinking and spilling shit on you when you're
falling
in the car,
over everything.
Falling over you and tripping on shit.
That's kind of the way Georgia is.
Right. So we didn't want it to be the same deal in Memphis. So we kind of dispersed. We kind of all left and then met back at the track to work on the car so that no one would know we're there. So I went to the, took the family to the hotel, and then took my time getting back to the track, hoping that McDougal would have this thing already ripped apart. And whenever I got to the track, I'm driving to the pits, and there's just nobody, dude.
It was like a ghost town.
Total opposite of Georgia.
It's
different than Georgia. Georgia's a giant party every night, and yes. Memphis was more a race. And plus, being spring break, and all the racers having their families and their kids, there was a lot of racers' kids there. That was so cool getting to see all the. We had every kid.
Oh God, we had full blown daycare.
There was at least 13 kids in our pit.
We had a daycare over there the whole weekend.
It was
cool. And you know what, man? The whole time I'm dreading this, going, God dang, because man, you know me, man. I can't. I'm not gonna say I don't like kids, but
you don't like kids.
Okay.
We can say that.
Okay.
You like your kid.
Yeah, yeah. There's kids out there that I like.
No, and you can tolerate kids sometimes.
They get on my nerves really fast.
I know they do.
Okay, so not one time all weekend did I go, goddamn kids. Not one time.
The way that it was situated in the
everything
pit,
was great.
Okay, but it had a lot to do with the fact that this time we actually had food.
Amazing.
So it wasn't Alicia or Aaron or the kids every 15 minutes, I'm hungry or I'm thirsty or I need to go to the concession. None of that. It was... You know, everything was kind of, we had a really good setup going this time.
Yeah.
And, but anyway, so I drive back into the pits to meet McDougal to work on the motor, and dead silence. No one's around. All the trailers are shut down. All the lights, generators are quiet. I mean, people are asleep. They're asleep. And then when I get close to our pit, I can hear it. Doom, 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 doom. And I was like, oh my God. Sure enough, I pull up to our pit. All the lights are on. Generators are blasting. Air tools and trap music. As loud as you can get trap music at 1 in the morning.
He was race car over there by himself.
In Memphis. Yeah, I apologize to anyone that was there that couldn't sleep because of the bearing party that was going on. But we pulled the bearings out. They didn't actually need to be replaced. So we hit them with the SOS pad or sanded them a little bit. Put them back in. That was all we really had to do all weekend. The motor was killer. So we're finally getting to a point where the motor's happy and the car's staying together and it's going fast. The weather got shitty, really shitty. It rained.
Man, fast.
It raved all over.
Yeah,
all
it
over.
It was so nice. And then all of a sudden it started raining, you know, and whenever it started raining, like the fans dispersed, the track got kind of crappy, and then you could tell like people were starting to get down on the whole race. Like the track itself was upset that it was raining, and everybody was just kind of blah.
Well,
so,
even me, I was kind of like, yeah, I'm over it.
Yeah, it changed the whole mood.
It's time to go.
I was ready to go when the rain came. I was like, well, let's just load up and go because this is, you know, it's almost worthless. And then by the time first round started, they went ahead and decided they were going to try and finish the race. The cold weather came in. It was so god dang cold, dude. Oh, my God, it was cold.
Well, I wasn't out there at 5 o'clock in the morning like y'all were, but it was pretty cold whenever I was there.
Even in the staging lanes, going up for round one, two, and three was just
it's like brutal. A big wind tunnel,
brutal.
Too.
Yeah, brutal. You come around cold. That curve, and you got a 25-mile-an-hour headwind hit you. Yeah. And it's
and all I can think about is, you know, man, I can't do this again. Like, I just trashed one car, you know, like, I don't want to trash this car. Like, I just got it going, like,
yeah,
holy crap. But the track was iffy, and the weather was iffy, and it had a crosswind and a headwind, and everything was going, dude, it sucks so bad. So
all I thought about was keep the front end down. With that headwind, good luck if that front end comes up, I'm going to blow this thing over.
Take flight.
We ended up going rounds, though, you know.
Yeah.
Cro-Mod went basically down to the final four cars.
Yes.
And then they called the race and backed it up and paid everybody the semifinal round. So, or the round before the semifinal, the third round.
Yes.
So they ended up paying. We split the money between eight cars. I thought it was kind of a bullshit deal, in my opinion. If you lose, you shouldn't get paid anything, period, ever, period, ever.
No, if your car goes down the track, that's a race.
If you take the tree.
I'm sorry that the track sucked at that time.
But, hey, it sucked the pass before you, too. You know,
and then it sucked to the person who beat you, too, that was over another lane.
So it's like you both went down through there. Luckily, you didn't crash. The other guy did a better job. You know, they shouldn't be bringing people back. I mean, you know, they were like, well, we didn't finish the round, so we're going to pay the whole round. And I'm like, you only got two cars left in the round. Run them down the track. You know what I mean? You ran everybody else down the track, you know? So then, I don't know. That's not really the way we do things to us. If you go up there and you make a hit and you lose, there's no shot for money. You're out of the money, right?
Because you lost.
You lost.
Yeah.
Losers don't get paid. You know, that's just the way. So, but hey, we're learning this track shit. It's new to us. So,
You know what, man?
There was three Oklahoma cars left in Radio versus the World. That's cool.
That's me, badass.
Yeah, me, Dwayne Mills, the Golden Gorilla, and then Bob Bales in the black, the Trans Am. That was cool. Three Oklahoma cars left. There's a pretty good damn shot that Oklahoma was going to win the Battle of the States in that deal, which would have been another $20,000. But then they were like, oh, we're going to roll it over into next year. I was like, keep that fucking shit. I ain't coming back anyway. I didn't like the way it went down.
There's a few things I was upset about.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't, you know, the announcer was shitting on us the whole time.
All weekend. You know,
God dang, dude. Like, I don't know what we've done to that guy, but whatever, man. Get over it. Jesus Christ. Yeah, it's pretty... So,
I don't understand how you can sit and talk so much shit on us. You know, and then praise Dave the whole time.
Yeah, and you know
I mean, we were out there racing.
Right. That's the thing that wears me out is that you want to talk shit about us, whatever, talk shit about us. But if you're gonna compare us to somebody, you know what I mean? You're comparing us to Dave because he can hang out and he can be in the tower and he can be, you know, he can be your buddy or whatever. And I'm not shitting on Dave here because I don't have any reason to. It's not Dave's fault, but you know, Dave's car was there on display. He was not racing. You know, he didn't have radials on his car. Exactly. He had big tires on his car. It was just sitting there, and he wasn't actually – he didn't have to race.
Yeah, and there wasn't a thousand people surrounding it.
So he was able to go hang out in the tower and talk to the announcers, and he was able to do things that we couldn't do because we're racing. We're still in the race. We have to go rounds. They're calling us up. They're calling us up. They're calling us up. So, why? I mean, shitting on us because – our pits are blocked off. You know, you try and race when 50 drunk dudes are setting beer bottles on your car and they're bumping into you.
Trying to
get in your car with you, and they're trying to help you work on it. And they're like, and then, you know, 90 people are fucking snatching tools. I mean, I remember that one time we went to that race or even the Dino Day here, like people think it's cool to have something of ours. So they'll snatch a socket and say, oh, this is Big Chief's socket. They don't think much of it except that's a $20 Snap-on socket.
And we're going to need it.
Well, and 50 people did that. So now we're down 50 sockets, you know? So it's like we have to, you know, we have to keep the pit roped off. Plus, I got my kids in there.
Yeah.
You know, and we got all of our family in there. And people, they just don't understand that, you know? And so it's hard. It's difficult. But the announcer was shitting on us the whole time. It just didn't make any sense to me. And I was just like, you know, talk shit all you want about how fake we are, how we don't race. But yet, you're sitting up there in the damn tower and you're watching us race. You're watching us go rounds and you're
competitively.
Yeah. And we're
running the numbers that we need to run.
You know what I mean? I don't know what the dude's deal is. I don't really care, but I know at the end of the event, after it was all said and done, and I went up to the tower to deal with some drama in the semifinal round or in the third round. I know that he asked me to take a picture, and I was just like, yeah, you know.
Did you take one?
Did you?
I just stood there. I mean, it wasn't like
you fucking did.
You know, he took a picture. He's like, don't worry, it's just for my Facebook or whatever. I was like, yeah, whatever, fag. You know what I mean? Like, you're gonna shit on me all weekend, and then when nobody's around, you're gonna take a picture of me. You know? Yeah.
Well, I don't know what happened.
Stick it up your ass.
At the last round, whenever I was, you know, of course I was already out, but I was up there with your car when you were up there. He was hollering at me, you know, trying to get me to interact with him, you know, and I just ignored him the whole time. So I don't got nothing to say to him. You know, he can shit on us all he wants. Talk about the Shark Tank around our pits, you know, and
I mean, he couldn't really come up with anything good to talk about either. I mean, all he could come up with, Sean, was making fun of his socks or, you know, something stupid.
You know, it's just it's hater shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. That's all it is hater shit. Whatever.
We're getting used to it, but, you know, we don't need it from the track personnel.
We get enough of it from the people over there,
you know,
the drunk guys standing at the fence going, you suck.
Farm truck's going to beat that crow on. I mean,
like, have you ever seen Happy Gilmore? Like, that's nonstop.
You jackass.
That's constantly going on around our pit.
And people wonder why we ignore them whenever they holler at us. Because we turn around and somebody goes, you suck.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, thanks. Yeah.
And they don't understand, like, what are we supposed to, I know, you know, we're supposed to just laugh it off, but. When someone says that shit to me, I want to jump over that fucking fence and beat the fucking brakes off of them. But there's 20 little kids standing there, you know what I mean? So it's like, whatever, be on TMZ, whatever. So,
man, in between all of that, we were still, after every pass, getting out, going over, talking to fans, signing autographs. You know, I mean, I understand that some people think that we don't come over, we don't appreciate our fans. Well, we do, you know, and I'm sorry that you just walked in, but I have been here the last 3 hours signing autographs, shaking hands,
well, it's like,
you know, doing that stuff. I'm sorry that you just got here. Wait till I make another pass and I'll get out and I'll come over and do it all over again.
Well, it's like the lady that came over to the staging lanes, and I'm trying to get dressed. I'm trying to put my race suit on to get in the car to race, right? And she comes over there and she's hammered, right? And she's hammered. And she's like, she's like, you have to take a picture with me. And I was like, I have to. And I was like, give me just 1 second here. I'm trying to put my pants on. You know what I mean? Like, really, I'm like actually trying to put my pants on. And she's like, you don't understand. I've been here since Thursday. And I was like, yeah, so have I got here Wednesday or, you know, Tuesday night or whatever. Like, I've been here the whole time too. And she's like, yeah, I've been here since fucking Thursday waiting on this picture. I was like, have you been drinking since Thursday? Because that's kind of what it seems like, you know. And then her old man was like kind of getting trippy or whatever, and I was like, look, can you just give me a second to put my clothes on and then whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be here. I've been here this whole time. And she's like being real shitty about it. And so finally, dude, they didn't even like wait. She just went ahead and leaned in and took the picture while I'm like putting my pants on. And I was just like,
she was party.
I said, oh, okay, cool. Well, then I guess you got what you needed then, huh? Right on. Cool. You know, that's, you got good manners or whatever. And she turned around and got pissed off and walked off. And she was like, wow, he's a fucking dick or whatever. And I was like, I mean, what do you expect me to do? You know what I mean? Like, I took 200 pictures in the staging lanes. That's not supposed to be where I'm doing that. I'm supposed to be getting ready to race. I'm supposed to be getting the car ready, get my belt ready, get my suit on.
Get your head ready.
But I can't, I don't, you know, the kids, I love the kids, and I'll always take the time for the kids. But if you're 50 and drunk, you know what I mean? And it's
slurring.
It's like, hey, you know,
I know that,
have some manners, bro.
I try not to get pissed off at people, but this guy, I pulled into the track. I don't even know. It was probably Saturday morning.
It was.
Yeah. Okay. So we had already had 3 days of this. So I pull into the track.
Just woke up.
Yeah, we had just woke up. This is what, 9 o'clock in the morning?
It is early.
Okay, so, you know, early-ish.
8:30.
You know, 9 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting at, it was probably 8:30. I'm sitting in my truck, just kind of getting my bearings, fixing to get out. Wind was blowing. It was really cold. And this guy starts beating on my window of my truck. And so I'm like,
fuck. Beating on your window?
Yeah, he beats on the window of my truck because he sees me sitting in my truck. And my family is still in the truck with me. And we're talking. You know, because this is pretty much the only time I'm going to get to see my son and my wife that day. You know, so we're talking about what we're going to do that day, how things are going to go, you know, and I'm just kind of getting my bearings together. Well, this dude beats on the window, and I'm just like, You know, I feel like fucking old dude in Bad Santa. I'm on my fucking lunch break, you know? So anyways, I roll the window down and he starts fucking telling me, yeah, fuck, you know, hey, I need to get your autograph on this shirt. And I was like, yeah, yeah, okay, man, all right. And he goes, hell, it's for my son, you know, but he's too scared to come over here. I go, well, he probably has some fucking manners, you know. I said, I'm sitting in my fucking truck, man. Can't you give me a little bit to at least get out? Because as soon as I get out and sign this for you.
Yeah, you're going full bore all day.
There's going to be a line, you know. And sure enough, I got out, I signed it for him, and then I stood there for 2.5 hours.
Yep.
Because there,
that's the way it goes.
One person.
Yep.
You know, once you sign something for one person,
right?
You know, but then I kind of look at it like, well, okay, I'm done with those people now. You know what I mean?
You know, it's tough because it is like you have to remember that we get to do this for a living now. You know what I mean? Like, so there's going to be times when it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Oh, and, for sure.
But as I get more pissed off, or as I get more anxious, or as I get more nervous, because you know I'm not really. I like crowds of people, but not like touching me and stuff, you know, and I'm a germaphobe. So like I get real weird about it, you know, so especially like when I'm putting my clothes on, oh, and they all get so close, you know, so you have to step back at the end of the day and just go, you know what? Like, this is the price for me getting to do this for a living. It's well worth it. And if it's a whole lot easier also, if there's a kid every once in a while, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I try and shoot for, man. When I go up to the gate or when I go up to the fence or whatever, you know, I'm shooting for the kids. And I'll, like, look through and I'll point the kids in the back and tell them come up front. And people get mad. I'm like, I don't care, whatever.
Some people this weekend tell me, hey, get the kids first. And I was like, yeah,
there's a lot of people that are really cool about it, you know. But then there's a lot of people that are just that entitlement thing that they don't understand. You know, yeah, and that kid, he probably don't even really – watch the dang show. It's like, shut up, bro. It doesn't matter. This isn't about the show right now.
No,
this is about drag racing. This
is
about
the kids having a good time.
This is about the kids having a good time. And if they have a memorable experience at this racetrack, then they want to come back every chance they get. And then we have done something for what we love, whether the announcer or anybody else likes it or not. So that's what matters. But like, I made a hit and it wasn't a very good hit. And so the last place that you want to fuck with me after I make a terrible hit is at the finish line. You know, when I'm down there putting my chutes in the car and I'm waiting on my busted ass golf cart with a rod knocking and coming out of it to
back
come and get me.
Backfiring.
Yeah. God, I have the shittiest golf cart on earth.
How does that happen?
Dude,
how did you buy such a shitty golf cart?
I used it one time to push Sean back and I was regretting
it. I didn't think we were going
to
make it.
That fucking golf cart is a pile.
Well,
oh
my car's what? At those races, I was 33, used 27. Yeah. Somebody math it real quick. That's 600 pounds heavier. Yeah.
That golf cart
was
dying.
I seriously thought we weren't going to make it. Hey, whenever I saw they were bringing yours, I went,
it's going to take
us
30 minutes to get back to the pits.
That golf cart sucks.
It does. Like, we should do something about that.
In one of these days. We don't really use it, though, when our kind of racing. We don't use the golf cart.
We won't use it again now until
next track. You know, yeah, my next race that I plan on doing at the radio stuff is probably October at Ducks Race. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to need a golf cart till then. But, so I'm standing out there next to my car, and I'm getting my chutes wrapped up, and I'm you know, I try to get dressed out there because I can't get dressed in the pits anymore because people are just all over me. You know what I mean? So once I get to the end of the track, I have the golf cart come and get me. And they're not coming to get me because I can't drive it back. They're not coming to get me because the car won't make it or because it'll overheat. They're coming to get me because it gives me 5 minutes down there to put my shorts and my shoes on, get out of the race suit, calm down, cool off. And then I get to sit in the car and chill out on the way back. It's pretty cool. Well, then I'm doing this, and this fucking guy comes up, and he's fucking with me, dude, and he just won't stop. And he's huge. I mean, he's a monster.
I saw this.
He was like 7 foot tall.
He was.
And he's like, he walks up to me, and I'm already pissed off because the run wasn't very good or whatever, and it's cold, and it was just shitty at the time. And he's like, man, I tell you what, I can't believe you fucked off that GTO. I can't believe you fucking wrecked that car. And I was like, what? I was like, what? And he's like, I just can't believe you wadded that motherfucker up. And I'm like, and he's standing, you know, he's a close talker.
6 inches.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm deaf or like I don't speak English. So he's going to get really close and talk really loud.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just stood there with my arms folded and I didn't say nothing. I hoped he would kind of get my mood. you know? And he was like, yep. That's a beautiful car.
That was a nice car.
That was a nice car, man. That was a nice car. And finally, I looked at him, and I was so pissed off, and he's so big that I just didn't want to talk. I just wanted to knock him right in the fucking mouth. And I was like, I looked at him, I was like, hey, man, I don't want to fucking talk about it. And he goes, no, I know, man. But damn, that was a nice, that's a beautiful car. It was beautiful. I just, what, God. It was it like knowing that you fucked up that beautiful car? And I'm like, God damn it. So, dude, I was getting mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were there.
I witnessed this whole thing, and I heard the dude, and you go, hey, man, I fucking told you. I don't want to fucking talk about it. He goes, no, I got you. I got you. You know, like the dude on Dumb and Dumber with the one in a million.
Yeah.
So you're telling me there's a chance. Okay, I got you. You know, hey, and he's like, no, I got you. I know. I'm just saying, though, That was nice.
He kept doing that.
And then he goes, well, this car's nice too.
Yeah. But just kind of like a consolation prize. Yeah. You know what I mean? But Sean, I think that
he looked like Lurch.
Yeah, he was huge.
He was a full head.
And I even thought to myself, like, I'm gonna hit him really hard this first one. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because that second one, I'm hoping I miss because he's on his way down, you know? Because I ain't never going to hit somebody just once. I got another one right behind it, you know? But I'm hoping I miss it because he just drops.
Yeah.
But Sean heard me say it the second time when I was like, hey, man, I fucking told you. I don't want to fucking talk about it. And then I could see Sean come walking over there. And I was like, yeah, okay, I get it. But he just, man, he kept going. And then we'd move the car 5 foot and he'd walk with it. And he's like, yeah, I mean, this car is pretty nice though. You know,
yeah.
It's a pretty nice car, but man, I tell you, and I'm like, oh God damn.
That whole time frame of us sitting there to tech the cars in, was that when we were, that
yes.
was the first round of testing and we had to
tech the cars in.
At the end of the track, we had to tech the cars in. And that whole time was brutal there. Cause there was a whole bunch of idiots over there. You know, and they, you know, I can always tell whenever there's a couple of things that you act like that with whenever people talk to you about a couple certain things, you know, so I didn't know which one at first it was that he was talking about, but there's a couple of things whenever you get tired of it, you tell them, look, I don't want to talk about it. And that should be it. But people don't, you know, even though he said he was getting you, he wasn't getting you.
Yeah. There's like two things that I just don't want to talk about when I'm racing or when I'm in the presence of the new car. Like, first of all, I don't ever want to talk about, don't ever, if you want to bring up memories of Flip, that's cool. But I don't want to talk about Flip. I don't want to hear how you liked him. You never met him. You didn't know him. You didn't know shit about him.
Sure. About how you miss him and you know, shit. Yeah, don't tell us how you miss him. Yeah,
don't tell me that shit. And don't ask how he passed or what. Just leave it the fuck alone. You know, I don't want to talk about it. And I'll tell you, hey, I don't want to talk about it. You know
and the
mean?
First time, it's always kind of nice. I'd rather not talk about it.
I'm always super nice about the first time. I was like, you know, I'd rather not talk about it. When I tried to tell this guy, I'm like, you know, I'd rather not talk about the crashed up car, you know. I tried to joke. I'm like, hey, you know, I don't want to talk about the old girl in front of my new girl. You know, and my new girl's standing right here. We're trying to have a good time. I don't want to talk about that. And he just, I just gotta know, what's it fucking feel like knowing you fucking watered up that beautiful fucking car? And didn't you have that some bitch like 20 years or something? Wasn't that like your first car, you know? And I'm like, yeah.
The memories you must have in that thing.
God dang. What's it like? Just got rid of every one of them. Just watered it up. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck
like
me,
you fucking
dude.
Did it on purpose.
Yeah. And I know that they probably don't have much to talk about with us. And so when they see us, they try to talk about something and maybe they pick the wrong subject. So I try and give them that opportunity to change the subject, but.
And yeah, but I'll tell you what, man, the podcast listeners are so much better.
Oh, they're fucking awesome.
Hey, because, man, they'll just look at you and go, yeah, 12.
The podcast
you know,
listeners
hey,
are
and,
great.
And it's like you have a connection. It's almost like Fight Club.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, whenever you find out that somebody's a listener to the podcast and they'll say something that only you know that a podcast listener
like
would know.
Like the dude that screams Street Outlaws.
Yeah, or they'll go, Street Outlaws. And you'll look at them and go, hey.
Or they'll stick their hand out to me and then they'll change it to a fist right at the very end. They'll look at me and smile and like fist bumps only. And
I had
like,
one guy
tell
me, I was going to bring the hand sanitizer for Chief. Where's he at? You know,
yeah,
so
there's
the
a
podcast
lot of-
listeners are always cooler than
and
just
you never
the
know who they are.
No.
You know what I mean? There's not
it
a certain demographic.
You. Nope.
Dude, there was an old lady, you know, she was god awful old. Like, I mean,
damn.
damn, she knows who she is right now.
Like, man, no, there's no doubt. Jesus. Going, yep. I mean, I looked and I was like, wow, holy fuck, you know, like, it must be really loud for you to hear it, you know, like, and she told me, she was like, I listen to your radio show and I tell you what, you guys are just, you're so genuine and you're so real and you just don't care. And I was like, you listen to our fucking podcast? Like, are you serious? How did you even find this? Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
do you even know how to operate the internet?
Yeah. And so you never know who the podcast listeners are, you know? No, and there's little kids, there's man.
Little
people,
kids.
Some people let their little kids listen to this radio show, and the little kids will tell me, and I'm like, wow, that's, I look at them, I go, your fucking parents let you listen to this? This should have rot your brain.
You shouldn't be listening to this. Yeah. You know?
This isn't something you should be a part of.
I had a guy who was 40, 50 years old, was like, yeah, my dad turned me on to your podcast. I was like, what?
Your dad?
And this guy, his dad must have been 70. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. So
the only other thing I want to talk about a little bit of Memphis was the Tom Bailey shows up, and I got to give it to the guy, you know. I saw him on the golf cart and I was like, that's Tom Bailey. I was like, hey, what the fuck are you doing here? You know, we're talking drag week guy here, you know, he's won a few of them. He's got the, you know, that 6 seconds car or whatever. And, and he was like, oh, I just came to see what this is like. And I was like, you know, I like to think that we're pretty cool because we're not scared to do this shit and throw different tires on our cars and go all over the place and get our asses kicked. We don't care. So I was like, did you bring your car? Because I thought he didn't. You know, I figured he'd go, oh, no. You know,
exactly. I just came to check it out to see. You know, and I'll probably bring it next time.
No, he was like, yeah, I brought it. And I was like, is it on radios? And he goes, yeah, yep, it's over there. And I was like, holy crap, dude, that's fucking cool. He's like, yeah, I just wanted to try it out. Didn't have nothing else to do. I was like, that's badass. Cool. So it was cool seeing him there. And I ended up getting to race him in qualifying.
Yeah,
and,
by luck of the draw or what?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm really not sure.
I'm not real sure if that was luck of the draw.
I'm not sure if he...
I think he skeeded through the fucking lanes to try to get up next to
me. I don't know, because I don't remember him being next to me.
I did the math. I always do the math and see who you're lined up.
I don't
against.
Remember him being next to me in the staging lanes, but yet I remember. But yet after I did my burnout, I look over and there he was. So I didn't know if like he had said something wanting to race me, or if he had told them he wanted to line up next to me or whatever. But I thought it was cool that we got to race, because I don't ever really get to race the drag week guys, you know. And plus, they really don't.
They
ever,
don't really ever race.
They don't ever. Yeah, they do.
I just kind of looked over there and went.
what kind of light did he pull?
I don't want to go there.
I watched him run a couple of times and looked like he was fine on the light to me.
No, he stages good. He was
really good for somebody who does a lot of testing and tuning.
I mean, I treat him, you know what I mean? But that, you know, I treat a lot of people.
You do. You pull a lot of like O11s and shit.
Yeah, it's rare that somebody leaves before me. But I think against him, because it was qualifying, I usually only go O40s or 50s in testing or qualifying. So I think I went at 050 or 049 or something, and he may have went at 070 or 080.
Hey,
I mean, he was right there.
I would take
you
that.
Know? But the rest of the pass, I never seen him, you know. But I will give it to him, though. I mean, I fucking paddled his ass out there, right? So I put it on him. I think I went 403 to his 420 something.
Yeah.
And I went 186 to his 177 or 180. I don't know, it wasn't very, you know, much, but – it was his first. I think it was his first time on the radios, you know.
Yeah,
so
you got to give him props.
So, dude, trust me. I mean,
it wasn't that long ago that we were him at the track.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean.
No, we're still kind of.
Well, I mean, but
yeah, except he's really rich and we're not.
No, he is. And all the hands he's got on the car, you know.
But but man, he got me good after that. Damn, he got me good. We after the pass. You know, I was fucking stoked because that was my first 4.0. So we had put a little bit more in the car. I didn't think it was going to go that fast, but it went 4.03. I seen it come up on the boards, and I'm like, the chute comes out. The chutes come out, and I'm clapping and acting like an idiot, and the car's all fucking slowing down. I should have kept my hands on the wheel, but I didn't. Anyway, make it all the way around the curve. I get stopped. I was so excited about the 4.0 pass that, like, I didn't even get it in park. Like, it was still in neutral, and I'm trying to hop out, and the car's kind of on a hill. So, like,
kind of my ass.
Okay.
It's a hill. It's definitely
a
hill.
Huge hill.
So you seen the movie Friday when Smokey's trying to get his fucking bucket stopped and it keeps running and his chucks are rolling over, you know, because he's trying to stop it with his feet and his feet's rolling over. It keeps going down the hill. That's what I got one leg out of the car, and a car starts rolling down the fucking hill, and I'm hopping around next to it, and it's hard to get in and out of this car as it is. And so, like, I'm laughing my ass off because I was like, I didn't even fucking put it in park. I was so excited. Well, finally get it in park, and I get out, and I'm stoked. You know, 403, that's saying something. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's getting it fucking on.
Yeah.
So I'm pumped, take my jacket off, walk to the back of the car, start rolling up the chutes, and here comes Tom Bailey, and his, you know, he's driving his car, and he pulls right up next to me, and he goes, I think you treed me. And I was like, yeah, probably, you know. And
yeah, I probably did.
And I was feeling real good. My chest was all stuck out like a peacock, you know what I mean? Because I just beat Tom Bailey, you know. And you know, because I've heard so many times, you can't beat Tom Bailey.
Oh, yeah.
You can't fuck with Tom Bailey. Yeah, not at the track.
Not at the track.
You can't beat these guys at the track. Right? So I'm walking, strutting around like a rutting buck out there. And this is
a rutting buck. But, yeah.
Which is not unlike you always do.
Nah, I always do it pretty good. So, but after running 403, you can imagine what I look like out there.
It was probably real bad.
Yeah, I look like them crows from Disney, you know, where they're walking and just bobbing their head, you know. So he says, I think you treat me. I was like, yeah, probably, you know, no big deal. And I'm all fucking pumped up. And he goes, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. And he goes, oh. He goes, you want me to pull you back? And I stood there and I was like, you motherfucker.
Gotcha.
And he smiled, put it in gear, and drove off. And that was the coolest thing I've ever seen him do before. Yeah. So, yeah, he rolled up his power windows and drove the fuck off.
He's a pretty cool dude.
It was fucking cool, man. And I watched him drive on. I went, you motherfucker. And the guy that was parked in front of me waiting on his golf cart that probably doesn't sound like mine, he was standing there and he goes, what did he say? And I was like, nothing.
That's a good run.
I was like, now he's just bragging. Yeah. You know, so. It was pretty cool, though. You know, it's always nice to know that guys like that, even though there's a bunch of shit on the internet of us versus them or Drag Week, or all that shit that goes back and forth.
Yeah.
You know, he's a racer, and he was super cool in person about the whole deal. And he ended up coming by the pit later, and we talked. And he's him and his family. I won't say wife because I don't know. You know what I mean? It could have been.
Yeah.
You know, I mean? I don't want to go there. But
yeah,
him and his family were really, really cool, and his kid was seemed like he was really into racing, and that was cool as hell too. So
I never saw his kid. Whenever he came over and talked to me, it was him and Steve Morse.
Oh, right. So, Steve Morse. Yep.
We've known him for a long time. He seems to always be, you know, with Bailey.
Yeah, so. Well, he builds Bailey's motors and tunes a car and stuff for him. So I think they're really close friends too.
Yeah,
so.
It's good to see, you know, that. You know, Tom didn't say, hey, man, let's go try this radio deal. And Steve say, you're out of your fucking mind or something.
Well,
you know
if you remember, Steve used to be all about drag radio. Remember?
Oh, yeah,
Steve
with his wagon.
Steve had the wagon. He was a drag radio king.
Man, I forgot about that. No, hey, that guy can radio.
Really cool.
Yeah, he can radio.
Yeah, he used to be really
so
cool.
So then what happened? He just pretty much went to Dragweed.
Dragweed. I don't know. You know, hey, he's got a business to run. And he's got customers that have to have money.
Man, I remember. I used to think his wagon was the fucking coolest thing ever.
It was the coolest thing ever. That wagon was fucking sweet. So next thing we're going to be doing, let's see, where are we going to be next? American Outlaws Live.
Yes.
That is the next thing that we are going to be doing. Let me interrupt this here for some regular, interrupt your regularly scheduled programming.
For what?
Well, we're going to talk about Casper mattresses.
Yeah.
A second.
Fuck it.
I've really want to talk about Casper mattresses.
How's your back feeling?
I was glad to hit mine when I got home from Memphis. I know that.
Obsessively engineered American-made mattresses at a shockingly fair price. And now you can get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to casper.com/Chief and Sean and use the code Chief and Sean.
Listen, man, you spend a third of your life sleeping unless you're Chief, and then it's way, way less than that. Let's make sure you're doing it on a good mattress.
Yeah, Casper brings together two comfy technologies for better nights and brighter days. Latex, I know what that is, foam and memory foam. So they've got just the right sink, just the right bounce. Kind of like my caddy.
I like the bounce.
No matter how you sleep.
They've got a risk-free trial and return policy also. They'll deliver it straight to you. You can try it for 100 days. And if you're not happy, they'll pick it back up from you.
They'll just come get it?
Yeah.
What do you do? Kick it out on the porch and they'll come get it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
They'll come into your home.
When you're, are you, do they know? Do you know?
You don't even have to be there.
Do you know that they're
coming? You don't even have to be there, but I suggest this taking stuff like, from this, in between the mattress this is, out.
This is kind of like that stereo shop I used to go to. They come get this shit.
They're going, the rim shop, the rental wheel.
Yeah, I remember that. I did that. At the store, maybe you'll get a minute to try their mattresses. With Casper, you actually get to sleep on it.
I mean, it's only $500. No pun intended. It's only $500 for a twin size mattress and $950 for a king size.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that California King player.
Yeah. What about the California King? Comparing that to industry averages, it's an outstanding price.
It is. Go for it. Get $50 towards any mattress purchase by going to Casper.com/ Chief and Sean. Use the code Chief and Sean. Terms and conditions apply.
So, I mean, May the 4th, we're going to be in Ennis.
Sorry. Yeah, you know,
American Outlaws.
I really had a hankering to talk about mattresses.
Well, guys, your back has been hurting a lot.
My back, yeah, you know.
For the people that don't know, you have a broken back.
It's still broken.
So,
I just have a broken back.
Do you like memory foam or do you like latex?
I like latex a lot, actually. It keeps me safe.
Yeah?
It keeps you safe.
So.
American Outlaws Live.
Right. American Outlaws, that's where we'll be. May 5th and 6th, Ennis, Texas. This is going to be the biggest. Guys, I'm going to go on record here. I believe this is going to be the biggest race ever.
I think it will.
This is a outlaw race. This is not a drag radial deal. This is a run what you brung. Hope you brought enough. 32 car field. I think it's what, 75
grand to
$75,000 to win this race.
It's a lot of money.
And we're talking everybody. From what I can tell by looking at the list of people that are posting up that they're going, I mean,
everybody's going to
be the fastest, biggest names in street racing and no prep racing today are going to be at this race. Like, we're going to have our shit together to win this
for
one.
For sure.
I mean, Birdman, Kai Kelly, John Doe.
I heard you're going to be there.
I'm gonna win
with the crow mod.
Yeah, the crow mod's gonna win.
Yeah,
that's the whole plan.
Hopefully, we don't draw each other till the finals.
Yeah, because that sucked for you.
It. I know, with that cheating ass fucking car. You.
How is it? Whoa! I didn't see no rules on pro mods.
Yeah, no, there isn't actually a rule about it, but you know, it's like a gentleman's deal. You
really?
Know? Yeah. It's frowned upon. It's not illegal. It's just frowned upon.
I'll take it.
By guys like me.
Yeah, by guys that don't have them. The only people.
By everybody that doesn't have a pro mod frown on that
shit.
The
only people that bitch about it are the ones that don't have them yet.
Yes.
So.
I mean, they're going to have like everything.
It's
there,
a Friday night. It's Friday night and then Saturday. And like from what I've been told is. They're going to have like Farm Truck and Asian there, and they're going to be doing wacky, crazy shit just like the show. And they're going to be racing. Like, they're going to pick people out of the stands, I think. Like, they're going to pick.
I heard that there's a big pool.
Yeah. Like, from what I was told, they're actually going to pick cars out of people that drove their cars there. And they're going to race them on the track for money. Like, they're going to go fishing. Basically, this is going to be like the television show in real life.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get the coin flips, the 32 car field. Heads up racing, $75,000 to win, and then
it'll be like a big cash days
right.
from Street Outlaws
right.
live.
And I've been told, I don't know if this is true or not, but we're going to be filming during that time.
Oh yeah.
So there's a good fucking chance that this is going to be one of the episodes of the upcoming season.
Yes.
So if you want to get your ass on TV racing Farm Truck and Asian.
Be
you
there.
Might be there May 5th and 6th.
Get
you
good
know.
And drunk and just do whatever you have. Hey!
Woo!
Hey! Look at my old lady's titties.
The guys who are running this race, basically from what I can gather, are just two or three rich guys, Overkill Motorsports out of Florida, and then Slate. What's their last
Cummins.
Name? Cummins.
Yep.
What is it?
Yep.
What is it?
Yep.
What is it?
Cummins.
Cummins?
Yep.
Cummins. those guys. So they've all put their money together, and they just decided they want to have the biggest, baddest race ever, and they're going
to
do it.
They want to big dick everybody.
It looks like they're going to do it.
Looks like they did it by the looks of this deal.
I mean, this deal is going to be the biggest. I mean, the names that are going to be there are, I mean, we're talking, it's going to be huge.
Yes.
If you, I wouldn't miss this one. Yeah, I mean,
mark it on your calendars, take vacation days.
I mean, I think you can already go online.
I think you can get tickets for it.
Check everything out. You can get tickets for it.
If you go to the American Outlaws Live Facebook page, you can like that page and stay up to date on everything that's going on there. But, dude, I don't know. I've heard, like, they're going to have Elvises on mini bikes doing wheelies everywhere. I heard monster trucks maybe. Like,
I know that right now everybody's laughing thinking crazy. That Elvis is a joke, but this is not a fucking joke.
No, I'm pretty sure they're going to have
them. There's going to be Elvises on mini bikes.
I think they're going to be there. Oh, yeah. So there's gonna. Oh, yeah. Well,
so,
sure. They're gonna charge you extra for that.
This is like a
monster jam.
This is like a Street Outlaws monster jam. Is what this is.
God, that would be cool.
That would be cool.
Oh my God, dude, how many people are gonna
these
be there?
These guys are smart.
This is gonna be huge, and I'm gonna win. So come watch me win.
Yeah.
Come watch me win.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. I got a pretty good head start on everybody right now.
You do.
You know, I don't know how fast these other guys are, but 4.0s, that's getting her did, son.
I don't know how fast these other guys are, but 4.20s, that's not far behind. Well, I mean, that's quite a bit behind, but you're the only person that's going to be out there running 4.0s.
I don't know. Birdman says he can go 3s.
No, he can't.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's what he says. Hey. I'd like to.
He might be able to go three.
He may be able to.
I mean, as of right now, the big no prep winners are, you know, Birdman's won a bunch. Who won the latest one?
Yeah, it was
the Pro Mod guy in wherever the fuck it was. Yeah, that's so. Like, you got some big no prep winners lately that are going to be there. So I'm going to have my hands full for sure. But I don't go anywhere planning on losing. So. We're going to win that deal, bring that home. And it's going to be right in between filming. So we're going to have to, like, change the car from street race to track race, you know, or no prep race or whatever. We're going to have to change all that the night before we go or whatever. But because right now we start filming now.
Now.
Yes. Now.
Like
now. I wouldn't be surprised if we wouldn't walk outside and all the vans were here.
Oh, God. I hope not. I'm not ready for that yet. Are you sure now?
Season 7 comes back on the air, or season 7 comes on the air April 25th. Back on the air April 25th. So for those of you that just think that we're gone, or that, you know, that other show is taken over or whatever. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're back. April 25th, we're back on. We're filming. That'll be the 7th season. And then we're filming the 8th season currently, so we're going to be on for a while. We're not going anywhere. We're like cockroaches.
Yeah.
You just can't get rid of us. Even though some people want to, you can't. Next week.
I'm so excited about this.
McDougal versus Goad.
Yes.
Going down, legit, on the street.
The Reaper versus what?
What's the Rusty Hook.
The Rusty Hook.
Do you know what the Rusty Hook means?
What do you mean?
Google it real quick.
I didn't have any idea what the rusty hook meant until you Google it.
Seems like it means like a rusty old fishing hook.
Okay, it doesn't really.
It doesn't.
No.
I was shocked.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Just Google it.
It has a different meaning.
It's pretty dirty.
Yes. It makes me like the name of the car even more.
it's kind of cooler. I don't know.
It's a sexual dictionary meaning.
So this is Urban Dictionary, Rusty Hook. I'm looking it up right now. Here we go. The rusty hook occurs when the length of the index finger is inserted into the anus, extracted, and placed on the inside of someone's mouth, thus hooking their cheek. Oh, my God.
Ew. I told you.
Oh, my God.
So now you know why they call it the rusty hook.
So that's why they call it the rusty hook.
That is so gross.
Yeah.
It's pretty disturbing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either. I feel like they slid that one right by us.
Those sneaky fuckers.
The rusty hook.
Ew.
So gross.
God. Remind me never to get beat by that guy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
He might try to put his finger in
your
mouth.
Yeah, if he tries to get his fucking finger anywhere near me, I'm going to lop it off. That's fucking gross.
Fucking gross, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, him and Goad have a thing.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
And,
they do.
And they need to fight, fuck, or get it over with. So they're going to race next week on the street. I'm setting it up, going down like fucking yes.
Yes.
And then after the race, we're going to have a special podcast, and hopefully these two can be in the same room at the same time.
We may have to put one of them in a cage or both of them
and
in a cage.
We may have to have security. You know what I mean?
Once they race, I think they're going to be okay.
Unless Justin wins. If McDougal wins, he is not going to win graciously. I can promise you that. If McDougal wins, he is going to nana nana boo boo, stick your head in doo doo, and he's going to do the whole fucking. Yeah. He's going to hold the Deion Sanders dance in the end zone.
And
he's
going to
spike
Goad
the fucking ball.
James
is going to be red.
He's going to be so red.
Yes. So, yeah. If
nana nana boo boo.
Yes, he is. Will. And he's going to spike it fucking right in front of him. I mean, there's going to be excessive celebration, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
So
I'll be over there to call it.
Neither one of the guys know where we're going to be racing. So they need to be testing on whatever street they can find.
I have heard.
Oh, really?
That the Rusty Hook has been out testing.
I don't believe it.
That's what I've heard.
I'd like to see pictures or videos of it because I don't believe it.
Did you ever see pictures of how much that thing weighed?
No, I don't believe anything those guys say.
That's
it's
what
McDougal.
I'm saying. Did you win the bet?
Well, I win every bet with him. Well, except for one.
Yeah, you lost on one.
But I've won every other one, so I ain't worried about it. We'll see. I don't think either one of them's tested, personally. And I'll be surprised if it actually goes down, because
you better go down.
These two. You know what I mean? But we're going to make sure we're going to fuck with them until it does.
Oh, it's going to happen.
We're going to make it happen. So after that, we're going to have a special podcast, midweek podcast, to discuss the race and who won and announce the winner, and then hopefully get this over with. Until then, we are frantically blowing my car apart completely. Everything's coming out of my car now. We have to go back to street racing. So motor's coming out, tranny's coming out, rear end's already out of the car. We're going to redo everything again because that's how stupid I am, and put it back to the street racing, get it on the big tire, get the motor ready for 16 weeks of hell on the street, and make sure that car can go some rounds and kick everybody's ass on the street and make my way up that fucking list.
Yes.
I should be able to do that in like one night, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know.
As long as everybody's willing to cooperate.
Yeah, right. So both cars right now are going through the complete transformation back to street.
I feel like my motor's going to stay in mine. It's only got, 20 passes on it? And it seems pretty happy right now. It seems pretty happy right now. So I think I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah, it's running fine.
Even though the blow-by is a little excessive.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it alone.
What's blow-by?
But other than that, everything else has to come out.
Yeah, rear-end gear. So when we do this, people don't understand how tough it is. Like, my car, we're going to have to do a gear change in the rear. You know, obviously wheels and tires. Four-link bars are all over the place. Shock settings all over the place. Different springs all the way around. We got to move weight all over the, or, you know, with all in way, my case, take it out.
All the way down to the axle studs.
The axle, even all the little shit. The axle studs have to be changed. Like, I mean, wheelie bars have to go on the car. Converter, stators inside the converters have to be changed. Thankfully this time we don't have to change gear ratios in the tranny, so that can stay the same. Carl Rossler's got us working really good with the trannies that we have, and they're working for both radial or street, so that's good. But
yes,
everything else has to be fucking changed. It's ridiculous.
I honestly didn't even have springs on my list because I forgot all about that. I changed the rear springs on that car.
Yeah. No, we're gonna have to change. Yeah, we need more.
I thought, I don't have to take the shocks off. I just got to, set everything. But, yeah, I do.
Yep, move weight around, rescale everything, realign everything, just a constant, you know. Hell, I got to take the bullhorns off and build, you know, put my regular exhaust back on. Like,
yeah,
it's just so much shit. And people don't understand, like, why don't you just leave the bullhorns on? And it's like, well, it's not just the bullhorn thing. It's getting it in and out of the trailer fast enough while we're testing so I don't get busted. The bullhorns are too close on each side, so I got to get regular exhaust because I can't even haul ass in the trailer if the cops show up, you know what I mean? So, I got to put headlights in mine, taillights going in mine, I got to do everything, dude. This is a big, big swap.
Yes.
But it'll be worth it. hopefully we'll have some video out of us testing the new car in the next couple of weeks here, and it's going to be rocket ship fast, and hopefully I can stop. Because the street races don't really have much shutdown.
There's not much shutdown.
You're definitely not racing that car at Climate.
I got two shoots.
It's not going to matter.
Two chutes, man. I got two chutes.
It's not going to matter.
Let's read some letters. Yeah. Do we have any good letters lately?
I'm going to go put a third member in.
Okay.
Yeah, you leaving?
See you guys.
Oh, wow. We're that boring today.
All right,
today.
Man. Later.
We're that boring today. He didn't even want to hang out.
I think we got like two letters, something like that.
All right. Let's do that. Where are we at?
I don't know. Right here, I think.
Rodney, this one's from Texas.
Texas. This one is from Texas.
Oh, this one's professional. This one's professional right here.
Oh, that one's printed.
Look at this. It's printed. He'd use a typewriter.
That really looks like a typewriter.
Big Chief and the guys from Midwest Street Cars. Remember, guys, this is we're reading fan letters. We're not making
no
fun of them.
In no way, shape, or form making fun of these letters.
We just read them, and we let you do with it what you will.
Yes.
We appreciate all the letters that we get, and if you have a letter that you want to be read on the podcast, send it to the shop. Go to our website for the address. Send us your letters, and if it's great, then we'll put it on the show.
Yeah.
If it's heartfelt,
got something special.
Yeah. All right, so my name is Rodney Cooper, but I just go by Cooper. All right, Cooper, nice to meet you. I'm writing you this letter in hopes that you may write back or something of that nature. The reason of this letter is because I just wanted to tell you how much you have helped me get back to my normal life. Because I had gotten in trouble with the law due to a drug addiction. Oh, wow. Rodney's letting it all hang out there.
Rodney's a druggie?
Sean, that's not very nice. That's not the correct nomenclature.
Well, I mean...
that led me to where I am now, which is the corrections facility in Uvalde, Texas, on the west side of San Antonio. Oh, so he's inside.
Well, so he's not a druggie.
Not right now. I've been here since May 22nd, 2015, and I plan to go home or at least be released sometime in June of next year. By normal life, I mean cars and fast things in general. A little bit about myself. I'm 28. I live in Houston. Yeah. Hate on Houston all you want. And I've been around street racing my entire life. I grew up in the 90s with my dad and his Camaro at notorious street race spots in and around Houston. Man, back in the 90s, Houston was huge.
Yes, for sure.
He said he's owned a few nitrous cars, nothing that could keep up with even your number 10 spot. You've raced a few of my buddies from Houston, Flacco with the S10, Derek with the white blue blazer. Oh, yeah, that's that Blazonic guy.
Yeah.
And the red RX-7. Really?
No?
I haven't read this.
Okay.
He says, by the way, fuck LMR.
Oh.
He said, those dudes are total pricks. Wow. He says, I have an entire tattoo sleeve with nothing but hot rod shit, so it's all I think and dream about. At least I did before I became a pillhead. Oh, my God. He said, then I would rather eat pills than play with cars, unfortunately. Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
When I arrived at this shithole of a daycare, he said, it's really like a rehab. It's not even jail or prison, even though I'm considered incarcerated. I was lost, and I didn't know what to do, and I just felt alone. Jesus, man. I've always watched Street Outlaws, and I followed you guys on YouTube and Facebook and shit, so I was up to date with what was going on and who was on the street. I started to watch the show again when I got here, and it lifted my spirits a lot. It made me feel like my old self again, seeing things I knew and could relate to. So every Monday, I watch Street Outlaws, and it makes me happy to see the things I love and relate to because no one here knows shit about cars or even cares about it. All they care to watch is sports, and my love is motorsports. I heard you flip the crow, which really sucks. Yeah, it does. What sucks even more is a damn Mustang hit you and trashed a dope-ass car. I was wondering where he was going with that. He said, I hate fucking Mustangs more than you will ever know.
I kind of like old Rodney.
Yeah. He says, I haven't seen your new car, but I hope to see it in March when it comes on if the show re-airs. I know you're busy and whatnot, so I don't expect a reply, but if you did, it would mean a lot. I don't have family, and my friends aren't really my friends anymore because of me being a shitty friend and pillhead. Yeah, that's what happens, man.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So mail comes far in between, but I've got my life back. I'm sober and clean. I'm ready to build another car and go out and play. Just can't wait to get out of this damn place. My question is, if you have any time, would you mind sending me something signed by you and the guys? I would pay, but we aren't allowed to have money here. You can send anything. Hell, just a reply with signature would be dope. Something I can look at and smile and remind myself of where I come from and the family that we call Street Racers. I would love to meet you and the guys one day because y'all are real ass cats, which is hard to find these days. But I'm sure if I get back into the game, I'll run into you sooner or later. Again, probably a random letter you might get often, but just want to say how much I appreciate you and everyone helping me lift my spirits when I fell on hard times and put a smile on my face. Fucking right, dude. You know,
that's a good letter.
That's fucking cool. Thanks, Rodney, man. I'm glad that in some crazy fucking way we helped make your day easier. I don't, you know what I mean? That's you helped make mine today. All right, we don't have many letters today.
No.
We don't really have many letters. Let's see what this one is. Dear Big Chief and Sean.
This is from...
Wow, this one's... There's a...
Was it from Michigan or something, right? Yeah, you know, there's a whale drawn on the back of it. Not sure the relation.
Why is there a whale?
I don't know.
There's a whale drawn on the back of it. That is a whale. And it says above it, whale, whale, whale.
Yeah. Whale, 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 whale.
It does. Look, this says whale, whale, whale. Dear Big Chief and Sean, this is definitely from a child.
Yes.
Hi, Big Chief and Sean. I am Lainey, and I'm only 10 years old, aw, and I live in Massachusetts. Well, I am so happy you are reading this. How did he know?
Because he's fucking smart. That's why.
He's wicked smart. He's from wicked Massachusetts, smart. Right? I love your podcast, and when I grow up...
The podcast. He listens to the fucking podcast.
Oh, he's 10. I love your podcasts. Same.
Yes, podcast. We know what you mean.
I love your podcasts. He listens to the podcast. He's 10. Man, his parents need to get on the ball there. Don't let your kid listen to the podcast at 10. This thing's a fucking rot your brain, man.
I won't let my son listen to it.
And when I grow up.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Sorry. When I grow up, I want to be Sean. It's like this person wants to be you. Like that's like wants to grow up to be Sean. Not be like Sean, not be near Sean, wants to be Sean. Lainey is going to grow up to be Sean. Well, I really want to be Big Chief, but I'm not cool enough for that.
he's only cool enough to be me.
And then it says, sorry, Sean. well, Lainey knows the limitations. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, don't shoot for something you can't be. You know,
hey, if you have goals, you may not achieve
them. Make them attainable.
Then you're gonna be let down.
Yeah. But try and be like Sean. Don't try and go above and be like Chief. Yeah. You know, that's out there.
It's tough to be that cool, man.
So when I grow up, I want to be Sean. Well, I really want to be Big Chief, but I'm not cool enough for that. Sorry, Sean. God damn, that's awesome. Kids tell the truth. I hope you make threes, Big Chief. Oh, thanks, dude. Is Lainey a boy or girl?
I don't know.
There's some hearts on here. There's some hearts. I'm thinking Lainey's going to be a girl, right?
Well, either way, he or she's 10.
So I'm thinking Lainey's a girl's name, kind of, right? I don't know. There's hearts and a whale. Anyway.
Well.
Sorry, Sean. I hope you make threes, Big Chief. I hope you beat Kai Kelly, Big Chief. Well, me too. Sean, I hope you finish your car.
You really need a new car.
P.S. Good job at Drag Life. I think you should call your drone.
Was it like Drone Nova or something?
Drone Nova. Drone Nova. I think you should call your drone Drone Nova. Big Chief, and you can text me at, but they forgot Sean. So it says, Big Chief, you can text me at this, and then it puts their email, but then they forgot Sean. So they put Sean below it with an arrow.
With a little arrow.
So Big Chief and Sean, you can text me, either one of us. Please take a tattoo. Oh, so they got little precision turbo tattoos stuck to the letter, and then hearts. And it says, Big Chief, I love you. Turn me over. And then there's a picture of a whale. I don't get that. What's the whale? What's the symbol of the... What's the whale symbolize? It says, I love you, turn me over. Sorry, Big Chief, with a tattoo, and then there's a whale. I don't get the whale. Whatever.
I don't know.
Hey, maybe it'll come clear one day.
Yep. One of these days.
Thanks, Lainey.
We'll just go. Whoa.
Yep.
That's why.
Good luck at trying to become Sean. Don't shoot for Chief. That's a little too much.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna go work on my car.
Yeah.
What's
so much work?
I just don't even want to do it.
Huh?
I don't want to do it. I think I'm gonna go cruise around the Cadillac and bounce around and look gangster. Yeah. Maybe get some street tacos.
I gotta go to Don's.
Ugh. Good luck with that.
Ugh.
All right. See you guys next week. Don't forget. You spend about a third of your life sleeping, everyone.
Do your back right, guys.
Make sure you're doing it on a good mattress.
Yep.
Casper mattresses.
It's the only mattress for us.
We sleep on them together. We get the twin, and then me and Sean sleep in the same one.
In the latex.
Latex only. Because he pisses the fucking bed.
Hey, I'm probably going to piss the bed this weekend.
Yeah, you are. Are you partying this weekend?
I'm going. It's my 20-year reunion.
Oh, yeah, I don't get this.
Dude, I got a group text last night. and it's supposed to be my classmates, you know, telling me what's going on this weekend. There was four people in it. One of them poor bastards was green. so I told them, I said, who the fuck in here don't have an iPhone? And I haven't seen these people in years, you know, none of them. And one of them, Tat, this good buddy of mine in high school. He was like, I quit drinking. So I was like, fuck. You know? And I don't know. I don't even know any of these other numbers that are in there. There's only like four or five of them.
You're going to go to your 20-year reunion.
Yeah.
Your 20-year high school reunion.
High school.
20-year high school. God damn, you're fucking old.
I am.
20-year high school reunion. You're going to that.
Yes. I'm really going because there's a big parade and all that stuff. And, you know, I'm taking.
You Aiden. Like parades?
Well, Aiden likes parades. Oh, yeah. You. You know, there's some people back there that I wouldn't mind seeing.
Yeah, I don't really.
It sounds like there's only like four of them in this group text. So.
No one's ever even like contacted me to go to a reunion.
Yeah,
I wonder
maybe
why.
You're not cool enough.
I don't
maybe
know.
You were just too mean to everybody in high school.
Well, I think it also depends because
well, plus you didn't graduate.
Well, that's kind of what I think.
I mean, which year would you go?
That's what I'm saying. You know, because like there are 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and all that. Like I think it really depends on the year that you graduated, and since I didn't,
well, so it's not even close to your 10-year or your.
And they don't have like a middle school reunion, and since I only made it through like 9th and 10th of high school, like so I don't really get that.
Yeah.
I don't even like they don't even get to call me alumni or nothing.
Yeah,
you know, kind of sucks.
Yeah, you should have thought about your future back then.
Yeah, I should have applied myself.
Yeah, you should have. Maybe you'd be better doing. You'd be better in life right now. You know.
Yeah.
Try harder in school.
I tried hard. Just
quit
not,
ditching school. Quit working on your cars.
I tried
shit.
Hard, just not at what the fuck they wanted me to try. Yeah. Kids, go to school because you're going to end up one day not able to go to your high school reunion.
Yeah,
I'll just go to your high school reunion.
People would probably really like
I got
that.
My GED. I'll bring it with me and go to your reunion, and I could be like, you don't remember me?
Be look, I just got this. This is my 5-year. No. Like, I just got this 5 years ago.
Like, you don't know. Nah, you probably wouldn't remember me. I was like, I wasn't cool at all back then.
Yeah, I sit in the back.
Yeah, I was a dork. I had I wore headgear.
I sat in the back of the class.
Yeah.
I work at the
mill with everybody else.
I don't understand. I'd really like to see some of those people.
Really? Why the fuck? Okay, well, me and you are totally different because I don't give a fuck about anybody.
Man, you know, I usually don't either.
I mean, not even to the point where I'm like, yeah, pretty much, nah. Not one motherfucker do I give a fuck about that I went to high school with. You know?
I normally don't either. It's really weird. I don't know because I've never went back there. Like,
you know, they just
back
everybody used to make fun of me because I dressed like a Mexican gangbanger all the time.
Because you look like a Mexican gangbanger.
The only reason I would want to go back is to go, yeah, y'all thought that shit was a fad.
I'm still doing it, bitches.
You see my caddy, faggot?
You see my new motorcycle? They both got spokes.
Hell yeah, these is Nike Cortez, bitch. 72.
Hell yeah, my socks are pulled up to my knees. What? You know, I got a flat bill. You know, you can't see my eyebrows.
And I smell like weed, so what? Y'all thought I was going to snap out of that shit, didn't you?
Yeah.
No.
Turns out I could do this the rest of my life.
Turns out y'all may have gave up, but I ain't no quitter.
Yeah.
This shit got me where I am today.
Yep.
I don't know. That's like the only reason I would ever want to go back is just to be like, nah, the same shit.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm just doing the same shit. Nope. Yep. Just bouncing around in my Cadillac.
Maybe I want to go back to, you know, to hold my head up a little bit. You think that's why?
I don't know. Well, man, I don't know, man. You went through high school, though. You did it. Like, you had the high school thing. Like, yeah. Did you go to prom and stuff?
Well, yeah.
You went to fucking prom. So
I was really good at sports and shit. Yeah, so, well, I was,
so that's
I was,
different,
you know,
man.
I was kind of into high school.
Yeah, so that's I was really good at jumping fences and prying stuff out of dashboards, you know? Yeah, but there wasn't a sport for that.
I lived in a little town, man, you know, where all the parents hated me. But yeah. I was pretty popular, so.
I mean, if you did the whole high school thing, I could see wanting to go back. You know, that was a big part of your life, you know? I tried every day to escape that part of my life. Why the fuck would I ever want to go back, you know?
There's a handful of people that I'd really like to sit and talk to and just be like, fucking, how the fuck you been, man?
Yeah.
You know? The fuck you been doing for 20 years?
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like everybody want to talk about Flip.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And because, like, none of them motherfuckers even know that he's gone, you know, because they don't give a fuck. So first thing they do when they see me is they knew me and Flip were fucking inseparable back then. They just be like, hey, you ever hear from Flip? You know, and I just be like, fuck. I'd go to jail.
Yeah.
Or I'd get really fucked up and make an ass of myself, which would be like high school all over again.
Like, that motherfucker ain't changed a bit.
Look at him. Ain't changed one fucking bit.
I don't think that'll happen to me. And I don't think that it's going to be a deal where, like, I show up somewhere and talk about the show the whole time.
Do you do the reunion at your high school?
We're doing it at a buddy's barn.
Oh.
I don't know if you can drink in the high school.
Well, I was getting ready to say, because, like, I'm pretty, they told me lifetime that I couldn't ever drive back onto campus for the rest of my life because they searched my car, you know, one time, and they may have found something that I wasn't supposed to have on school property. So they told me I could never go back. So even if I did have a reunion, I'd still have to park across the street at the apartments like I used to. You know, I used to always park at Shortstop across the street and walk with all the cluckers and we'd walk across. Yep. And I drove my Pontiac. I had my Pontiac and it always sat across the street at the Windsor apartments or at Shortstop gas station or the car wash or whatever. And of course it was only there for an hour or so. And then I was like, fuck this. I'm out anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't see me going to any reunions or anything.
Yeah, I haven't. I went to Aaron's, I think, 10-year or something like that. And it was just like what you would see in a movie about what high school is. You know what I mean? And
I didn't get invited to my 10-year.
And I know that my 20-year-ing will be nothing like that. It's going to be at a barn. I'm going to walk in. I'm going to see four or five guys. I'm going to go, hey, and they're still going to be drinking.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm out on that deal. But good luck, man. I hope you have a good time.
Yeah.
You're probably going to piss the bed, though. So
I probably will.
You might hit up Casper Mattresses because, like, I wonder.
Well, I don't know what the motel has in it.
If you piss the bed, is that part of the risk-free trial? And they'll just come and get it when you're not happy with it?
Stains in it?
And what if you call them and go, look, I don't like this bed. It smells like piss.
Oh, well, yeah, no, I pissed in it, but I didn't think it was going to stay stinky. That's why we got the latex.
Oh, fuck. Well, have fun at your reunion, bro. Take some selfies with all the fat hags and shit are in there.
Hell yeah.
Let me know if the hot chick is fat, because that's like the big thing, right? Everybody says that when you go back to high school, the chick that was really hot in high school, now she's all fat and gross.
Okay, I'll find out.
Right on.
That really happened at Aaron's.
Really?
Yes.
It wasn't Aaron, though, right? Okay.
No, I know she ain't gonna want me to talk about it.
All right, well then we should.
I know that there was a couple of people that she was like, those were the ones.
Yeah.
You know? So, but there was like 400-500 people at hers.
Oh wow, that's a lot. Okay. Yeah.
And there's gonna be like 4 or 5 of mine.
Yeah, you're from a small town.
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck with that, man.
All right, yeah. Well,
hold your head up.
Try something new.
Hold your head up in there.
I'm a roll in there.
Yeah.
I'm a roll in there.
Just be like, what?
Just looking all thuggish, ruggish and shit. Go, what? I'm going to go, what? I should trailer the Impala down there and unload it.
All right, then. We'll see y'all next week. Goad versus McDougal's coming up. Get ready. The first live call out is going to go down, locked in. We're going to have the winner for you. Hopefully we'll do this all the time. So see you guys next week.
Deuce.